Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. The word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Most gracious God, we love you and we thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Lord, it's my prayer that something said will touch a life, that we might be transformed by the power of your Holy Spirit to be able to receive your message. Lord, I pray that you would hide this preacher behind the cross, that your people might see you and not me, that they might hear you and not me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For us in Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Advent story and narration is about waiting, anticipation, expectation, and heart preparation. It's not about rushing to put up lit trees or hastening to buy Christmas gifts, but it's about a shift or lift in our thinking. It's about the moving insight of the season of Advent, the power and the splendor of the hymns, the renewal of mind and spirit to properly receive the Christ child. It's about what is forthcoming. It's about what's incoming. It's about us becoming all that God would have us to be in the Advent season. You see, Advent is a season observed by many Western Christian churches as a time of expectant waiting, preparation, or the celebration of the Nativity Jesus. There is the Latin term Adventus, where we get the word Advent from, and it means coming. And the Greek word parousia, which means the second coming. So for us, the season of Advent anticipates the coming of Christ from two different perspectives. The season offers us the opportunity to share in the ancient longing for the coming of the Messiah, and to keep alert for the second coming. Advent is not Christmas, amen? I'm going to say it again. Advent is not Christmas. Some of you that gone out on Black Friday may not feel that way, but Advent is not Christmas. Advent is a period of spiritual preparation that we begin to make ourselves ready for the Christ child. In ancient traditions, Advent was seen as a time of prayer, of fasting, and repentance, followed by the anticipation of joy, peace, hope, and love. This is good news, but we've got a problem. The problem is we don't like to wait for anything. Anybody want to be honest about it? There's a little girl, Caitlin, 4 years old. She kept pestering her mother about having a little sister. She wanted a baby sister, and she kept pestering her mother. So she had this wonderful thought. Maybe if I grabbed mom by the hands and we prayed out loud to God, God would answer my prayer. And so she told her mother that she wanted to pray. I'm just looking, and Bishop Cho is here. Bishop Cho, God bless you, and thank you for being with us. And she told her mother that she wanted this child, so they prayed openly. They took hands, and they prayed a prayer. And when they finished praying, she said, "So, Mom, what did he say?" And she said, well, sweetheart, it doesn't quite work like that. And the little girl said, "So, when we pray to God, and God, are we praying to an answering machine?" And the mother said, "No, it doesn't quite work that way." And the little girl was beside herself because she wanted an answer from God right now. She didn't want to talk to some celestial answering machine. She didn't want God to get back to her at a later time. She wanted her answer now. She was impatient because God didn't seem to be answering quick enough. How many of you have ever been there? You ever pray and you feel like God is silent? And so we don't have to be 4 years old to suffer from that kind of impatience. Most of us, we don't like to wait in traffic, amen? We don't like to wait in lines at the store, amen? We want our raises and we want them when? Now, we want them now, and that's right. And so we come from a society where we want instant gratification. And so I want to challenge your thinking with this thought. We practice the art of impatient living, but we need to practice patient living. Amen? So I'm going to ask you to do something that's very, very difficult. I'm going to ask you to forget all of the seasonal trappings that surround you and seduce you into thinking that Advent is about Christmas. And I want you to clear away all of the let's get ready for Christmas stuff. All the manufactured cheer. I can remember going into Hallmark in July and saw Christmas cards. Anybody seen that? It's not time yet. And Evan says, we need to wait. Not just for something that happened once long ago, but something that can happen right now. So I've asked you to do that. Now I ask you to think about this extraordinary set of scriptures that Daniel has read in your hearing. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The Lord is coming, amen? Not in retrospect, not in rehearsal of things that once happened long ago. We wait for what we have not seen. We work for that which has not yet been accomplished. This is the agenda of Advent. But so often the Advent agenda is put off because of the Christmas agenda. We welcome Christmas, but not so much Advent. So what then is Advent? Advent is a season which, in the Christian year, that lasts for about 4 weeks. It begins 4 Sundays before Christmas, and it ends on Christmas Eve. The Advent agenda is a call for patience, for earnest waiting, and it belongs to us. But the real question is, how do we reconcile patience of Advent and the impatience of humanity? We know what we're meant to believe. We've heard the scripture. The lessons tell us what it's about. The prayers tell us what it's about. The hymns are full of it. Light over darkness, hope over despair, gentleness and meekness over light. And these are just some of the cliches of Advent. We know that Advent is not a retrospect of things of the past, but an anticipation of things to come. James says that we ought to be patient. Maybe we can take our cues from the farmer. The farmer goes out and sows the seeds and waters the seeds, but never relies completely on themselves. For they know that if there's any increase to be yielded, that God's responsible for the increase. Listen to the humility of the farmer. Is to know that he or she could do everything right and still not yield a good crop. So the farmer waits patiently. And the farmer depends and trusts in God. But you see, there's always those who say that it's probably futile to wait on God. And so they deliberately forget that he's already come. That he's come in the Garden of Eden, he came to Noah, he came at Mount Sinai, and he's coming in the person of Jesus. Listen to what the gospel says in John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things that were made from him, and not one thing that was made was not made from God. And then it goes down to verse 14. And it says, and he dwelt among us. He became flesh and dwelt among us. But there's many people who give in to doubt and despair, and they grow weary and waiting for God. Some of us might be like that. But Avin says, let's prepare our hearts. Let's prepare for it. So how do we wait for God, and what should be our attitude? You see, the hardest part of waiting is waiting. Amen? In the Marine Corps, we used to say, hurry up and wait. The hardest part of waiting is waiting. I was in a store, and the cashier was ringing things up, and I guess it took like a minute for the register to catch up to what the clerk was doing. And so it was printing out the receipt, but the lady was motioning her hand like, come on, come on, come on. And she got the receipt and she took off. And I said, wow. But I immediately began to think, how often have I had that same impatience? You know what I'm talking about. You don't want to wait for the coffee to brew. You're waiting. Or you get impatient at a traffic light, wondering when it's going to turn green. Anybody, or is it just me? And we don't want to wait. There are people who wait in line in Russia for 4 hours for a loaf of bread. There are people in other countries who wait days and weeks for food. But we get upset when we go to McDonald's and there's a line at McDonald's. Amen? Henry Nouwen says this. He says, waiting is a period of learning. The longer we wait, the more we hear about him for whom we're waiting. Waiting is not a static state. It's a time when God is working behind the scenes. And this is why we have to be patient. Because when we pray and we don't see anything happening, it doesn't mean that nothing's happening. It means that God is already moving behind the scene. Angels have been dispatched to our care, and we can't see it, but it doesn't mean that nothing's happening. Amen? So how do we wait? We wait by not trying to get ahead of God. We don't ask God to catch up with us. We align ourselves with the will of God. Amen? And it doesn't work the other way around. There was a group in Jesus' day called the Zealots. And these folks got tired of waiting for the Messiah to come and decided to take matters in their own hands. They became impatient waiting for the Christ child to come and to bless Israel from its enemies. So they got a group together. And this would always happen. They would find somebody who was a flamboyant leader, charismatic, and then they would pin their hopes on that leader. And everybody would follow this leader. And then they would terrorize groups that didn't believe like they believed. Sounds familiar to the world that we live in today? And when I looked in the scripture, it says, and then they would be crushed by the Roman army. Let's not get ahead of God. Let's wait patiently. God's plan will be birthed in God's perfect timing. Amen? Advent says that we ought to wait. How do we wait? We wait faithfully. To be faithful means to be full of faith. Faithful. Faith that completely trusts and depends on God. It is an active faith, not a passive faith. It is a faith that delights in doing the Master's will. It is a love that results in action. It is a faith that keeps doing the right things even when waiting becomes long. You know, we have to begin to prepare our hearts so that we would have the right mind when the Christ child does come. Amen? And that's what we need to share with our families, the stories, the hymns. They're beautiful. And explain to our children what Advent really is. It's a time to draw closer. It's a time to get our hearts right. Would you join hands with the person next to you? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we love you and we praise you for this day. And we pray that something said will be a blessing. Lord, we thank you for giving us pause from all of the Christmas busyness to listen for the anticipation, to wait on you, and to trust you for all things in our lives. Lord, we pray a mighty blessing upon your people this day, upon those who are suffering, those who are waiting on you, for those who are grieving the loss of family. We pray a mighty blessing upon them. Let your will be done this day and always. For us in Christ's name we pray. Amen.